From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. And I'm thrilled to be able to say that this one is not from afar. My guest today joining us live in the studio is Brett Denon. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am well. It's good to see you in person. It's better than Zoom.
It's better than Zoom. I was telling you earlier, Zoom gives me PTSD just hearing that word.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been touring a lot, and the shows have been going well, you know, most of them, I guess. Some shows have been getting canceled, but, you know, I believe that I'm a musician, this is what I do, and I have a right to play shows, and I believe that people have a right to live their lives, and if they don't want to come, they don't have to come, and if they want to come, they can come, just as long as people are living their lives, staying healthy, and doing whatever they have to do to make themselves feel good and be happy.
I would imagine you probably have some people behind the scenes that are running a little ragged, making sure that everything kind of stays together for routing and whatnot.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, when it first looked like, I guess it was last April, when it first looked like things were going to open up and live music was going to come back, I was lucky because my team jumped on it fast, and I have many long-standing relationships with promoters around the country. So I was able to whip together a tour pretty quickly, and it took me into the fall, and then we booked this run of shows that I'm on now, and tonight's show in Ashland almost got canceled, but so far everything else seems to be holding steady.
Fingers crossed. This is a solo tour, yeah?
Yeah. This is just me and a guitar, just cruising in a rental car.
Do you have a preference of playing solo or putting a band together?
I don't. I like them both. The thing I like about playing solo is I just go up there with sort of a loose idea of what I want to do, and I try to feed off the crowd, take some requests. I like to do a lot of talking on stage, just telling people about what's happening in my life or what I've been going through that day. And last night, actually, in Bend, it turned into a whole conversation about politics and ski resort culture and corporations and COVID, and like the audience was talking to me, and then one guy started saying his opinions and people started booing him, and people were like, just play songs, Brett. And that doesn't happen that often, but usually it's fun. There's a lot of banter. And then when I play with a full band, it's more of a rock show.
Well, coming out of, I guess, the first wave of pandemic, it looks like we're kind of in the beginning stages of the next wave of cancellations and stuff. Following you online and looking at your tour dates, it looked like you were kind of putting together summer shows in places that were cool to hang out at, like lakes and boats and things.
Be outside,
and then winter tour is like ski towns.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to that?
Well, I do, you know, like we were talking about earlier, I do a lot of shows by myself, and I love skiing. I'm pretty avid about it, and so there's so many great places to ski in America, but the thing I love most about playing in ski towns is ski town people. I just love ski town people. They're crazy music fans, but they usually like jam bands, bluegrass bands, and then total like dooch, dooch, brr, 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 like electronic dance music. And somehow I've fallen, and then, you know, somehow they come out to see me play. But I just like mountain town people, and I like to play shows for them. And I used to go there in the summer over and over again, and that was great. But then it dawned on me. I was like, I should be coming here in the winter so I can ski and hang with these people. I try to do that every year now.
It can become a little dangerous with the I-5 pass getting closed here in Ashland. A lot of folks get stranded from time to time, but you're brave
coming,
to do it.
Coming here to this morning from Bend was pretty sketchy going over this mountain pass.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Thanks.
Brett Denon is my guest today live in the studio. His new record is called See the World. It's on Mick Music. You can find information at brettdenon.live. Speaking of live, you've got a guitar in hand. What do you want to start with?
This is a song called Paul Newman Daytona Rolex. I'm not stupid with my money, honey. I could be stupid for free. ticket to the antique road show. They told me it was worth a boatload, but I'm never going to sell it. My granddaddy gave it to me. It's a Paul Newman Daytona Rolex, perpetual motion. You know this, secondhand, smoother than cool hand. Not ticking for real, it makes me feel like time is on my side. Time is on my side. Cause baby, I'm a man from another time. If I could have one wish, I'd feed the hungry. If I had a second, most definitely it would be world peace. I bring back the crystal rivers and all the Mother Nature's creatures. Cause I wanna live in harmony. Paul Newman Daytona Rolex, perpetual motion. You know this, second hand, smoother than cool hand. Not taking for real, it makes me feel like time is on my side. Time is on my side. If baby, I'm a man from another time. Paul Newman Daytona Rolex, perpetual motion. You know this, secondhand, smoother than cool hand. Not taking for real, it makes me feel like time is on my side. Time is on my side. Baby, I'm a man from another time.
That's called Daytona Rolex. It's a song from his new album called See the World. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a beautiful studio you have.
Thank you. So when we were talking over the summer and we were in the midst of you not traveling anywhere, really, other than with your family.
I was on a vacation in Aptos and Rio Del Mar.
We were looking forward to emerging.
Yes.
Getting back to normal, getting everything on track. And
it's not going to happen for a long time.
Here we are. What's your game plan going forward following however much of this tour remains?
Like, are you
gonna,
afterward?
Yeah, like, are you going to be, like, looking ahead at maybe just working on a new record?
Yeah,
working on,
I think so.
Your Bed Denim Goods or what?
Yeah, as soon as I get a chance, and it probably won't be until March or April, I'm going to jump back in the studio and make either an EP or maybe a full album of just songs, like collaborations with some people.
Originals or covers?
Songs that I've written that I haven't recorded yet, but bring in some people to collaborate just so we can share a space on, like, the DSPs and Spotify, and because that seems to go a long
public
way.
Radio.
Yeah.
And public radio.
Well, if we have a song that's worth a single, well, yeah,
as
sure.
long as you don't swear.
I tell you what, if you want me to give you a little spoiler spoiler alert?
Yeah.
I have a collaborative song coming out that we're going to try to work at radio, like, next month.
All right.
You know about it?
No, I don't.
It's myself and Matt Nathanson.
Oh, cool.
I just spilled the beans on it.
Right on. You hear it here first. And maybe you'll hear it here first if you get it to me.
Well, I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to do that, and then by the summer, hopefully, I'll be recording another album to just, I think, I just feel like everything's changed and everything's up in the air. And so I think I should just keep my head down and just in working and just keep making reasons to tour. And then the other thing I did six or so of those virtual performances, online shows. And I think I'm going to start incorporating those into my life regularly, maybe once a month or every couple of months, do a live concert just as a way to stay connected to people.
Yeah. Do they feel useful for you? just to kind of...
No, not at all. Actually, I don't like doing them one bit. They're terrible. You're playing for an iPhone or for like a little Sony camera, and you don't know what, you know, there's an audience on the computer screen, but you don't know how people are reacting. But there's a lot of people who want to see music that aren't going to come out to shows.
Right.
And I'm trying to, I've been thinking, just racking my brain, like how, what sorts of social distance outdoor concerts can I play? Where can I just, I'll go to the ends of the earth to find the people, because A, I want to work and play music and travel and just live my life. But B, people want to see concerts and I'm in a position to get to them. I just got to figure out how to do it.
Right. Well, we're going to do our best to continue doing these COVID-isolated sessions in our studio where you're the only one in the room. That works out pretty well.
Just me.
I'm glad you're here. Brett Denon is my guest today live on JPR. His new record is called See the World. It's on Mick Music. All right, what do you want to play next?
Well, we'll play another song from this album. It's called Alpenglow. Probably told you 100,000 times, maybe more. Here I am telling you again, in case I lose the floor. I see it on your face. I'd like to give my thanks and praises for all your love and grace. You are more beautiful than ever. I hope you know, you are more beautiful than ever under the alpenglow. Under the alpenglow. When I was single, I asked the universe for you to come. Now you're here and my heart's been yours for so long. Now the evening is falling, and you amaze. I'd like to give my thanks and praises for all your love and grace. Was gorgeous. Thank you.
Wow. Alpenglow. Brett Denon is my guest live in the studio today. It's a tune from his new record called See the World. Good choice, considering our conversation about ski towns and mountain towns, to go with Alpenglow.
Yeah. That's why I thought of it.
Right on.
Because I thought of it because I never play it. And then on the way here, I saw a sign of something that said Alpenglow something. And I was like, gosh, what am I doing? I never play that song. So here I am playing it.
When you're getting ready to go out on a tour, undoubtedly you're going to be focusing a lot on the newest project, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And then how do you approach, I mean, you've got a bunch of stuff out now for you know, over many, many years. How do you approach figuring out what else is going to make the cut? Do you go back and listen to recordings? Do you have songbooks of yours or notes to figure out, like, what song you might want to play?
That would be a good idea. No, I like to play I like to play a good portion of the new stuff just because that's like my only chance to do it. Because after that, when I have another new album that comes out, then it just gets put away with all the other songs that I don't play. And so it's usually I balance it with new stuff and then old fan favorites, and then I throw in one or two songs that I always thought maybe should have been a fan favorite but never was, or a song I just feel like singing, like, oh, I remember that. So like, to, you know, driving here and seeing the word Alpenglow, like, oh, let's revisit that song.
If you look up streaming services, Spotify or whatever, and you look up Brett Denon, you usually get like a top 10, right, with how many streams those songs have. Do you look those up, and do those songs match the songs that get the responses when you're playing them in concerts?
No, because the way that works, from what I'm to understand, is the songs that have the most streams are the songs that get put on the curated Spotify playlists, or if there's a big, like if Justin Bieber were to put a song on a playlist or something, somebody, some big influencer type. And so the songs that I have on those playlists are usually like chill acoustic beach vibe, you know. So it'll be like a song like Cassidy or something will have a ton of streams, but when I go to play a concert, everybody's like, we want to hear Comeback Kid, and we want to hear a song that might not have as many streams.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I try to put the people in the audience. They're the, because if somebody drove 10 hours or wherever from, you know, wherever in the 5 hours from Northern California, somewhere in the state of Jefferson, to get to the show tonight, and they're like, really want me to play Heaven, let's say, and I didn't want to play it, but then I was like, no, Cassidy's got more streams, I'm going to play that one. And they're like, no, I really want to hear Heaven. I'm going to do what they want, because I would hate for them to say I went to a Brett Denon concert and he didn't even play the song. Yeah. I've been wanting to hear him play for 10 years.
Well, the transition away from streaming and into something more physically tangible, you had the foresight to make up a bunch of vinyl for this new record and managed not only to get it done and pressed before Adele sucked all the vinyl out of the world, but you went with blue.
Yeah.
And then have been even customizing a little further for people who did pre-orders and have been supporting you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you were doing for folks.
Well, there was a vinyl shortage before Adele came along. Like, I wish we had vinyl in our hands a year ago, but it didn't come to us until like maybe 2 months ago. But yeah, I did some custom covers that I drew, and those I think we just did, and then I signed a bunch, but the custom covers I think are just for the first people to get it. And
yeah they're really cool. I watched you draw a few of them online.
Thanks.
How many were you able to churn out?
100.
No kidding. Really? All unique images or kind of?
Yeah, they're all different. Some of them are kind of samey.
You're like Bob Ross over there with a Sharpie or whatever you were using.
Hey, that's the nicest thing anyone could ever say. Thank you. I love Bob Ross.
It is good to see you again. Thanks for being
here.
Good
to be here in person. Yeah, it's been a while.
Brett Denon is my guest in the studio today. His new record is called See the World. Will you play one more tune?
Sure.
I don't care if it's Cassidy. I don't care what it is.
I'll play the title track.
All right.
Where you going, my brown-eyed son? You used to crawl and now you run. Started off on a road half dark, and the river curled into a question mark. We sleep on diamond beaches, dear, and drink from prism streams so clear. You don't have to be rich to get around. There are mansions growing out of the ground. Days go by, get out and see the world. Days go by, get out and see the world with your own eyes. Now the journey took you far from home, and it pushed you out of your comfort zone. There's kids out there with war paint on, and hearts break like crayons. Before you left, the world was small. Now the hills are bleeding like waterfalls. There's a lot of bad things that are buried shallow, and cries for help with nowhere goes. Days go by, get out and see the world. Days go by, get out and see the world in your own eyes. It's hard to see what you're going through, and just knowing can beat up on you. You spend some time in a waiting place, and the purest things may leave no trace. Go up the mountain top and shine. I've reflected on my long decline. I've gathered sunsets in my prime. Now I'm planting trees I'll never climb. Days go by, get out and see the world. Days go by,
that's Brett Denon playing for us live in the studio. Music from his new record called See the World. It's out on Mick Music and blue vinyl, really cool, like Robin's Egg blue vinyl, if there are any left. BrettDenon.live is the website. Brett, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. Good luck keeping everything together. And the next time we get a big dump of snow, I'll keep my eyes open to see if you're passing through town.
Okay, buddy.